Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Good to be back with you. I was in absence last week. I was down in Miami, but...
Fired.
Yeah.
We decided.
We got to talk about that. Yeah.
And we decided to tell you over the air.
Yeah, perfect. That's great. You guys are the best ever. Well, tell you what, we got a full show coming up. We got a little story coming out of Norway. They're giving some money for salmon that got accidentally released. So that and a ton more. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you, Don.
Yeah, it's good to be seen, and as always.
Ava?
You know what? I still stand by the fact that you're fired. So.
I am the weakest link.
No, well, you know, it's been a little chilly in this part of the world, you know, and where is he?
Oh, yeah, and that picture he sent us, I was like, yeah, rough day. Haven't left the water all day. Poor Eric Olson.
Now, wait. Hold on a darn minute.
I'm looking for the picture.
I'm gone 1 day.
The most important day of the week.
No, stop. Once. And Don is not here how many times?
Well, he's look way up. More. Ava? He is way more important than you and I.
How many?
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
What do they send you? Let me see the pic.
Huh? There's like a...
Oh, the panorama pic.
It's like a blue lagoon.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, there was a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, very, very little. Very, way off very, to the...
So we felt real bad for
on
you.
The way horizon. Off to the west.
Yeah.
Well, the...
Nice looking boat, by the way.
So Miami Boat Show did not disappoint. The number of huge boats out there is crazy. You know, you're looking at...
How much do they cost? Like, what was... One of the most expensive ones out there.
Like
a million? More than a million?
What? Million?
Like what? I don't know how much these boats
million?
Cost. 20 million?
Yeah, or more.
Or more.
Oh, my goodness.
But you have to realize, though.
Boats
or yachts. So perspective. So you have to look at, okay, a fishing boat,
versus
quote-unquote center console, which is extremely popular. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the big deals down there.
Like, what's the average size? Like 28 foot?
I'd say
30.
28 to 30
yeah.
in there.
And, what do they run now? 200? With a couple of big ponies on the back?
200?
Well, I mean, the only reason I say that, when I was in Costa Rica, the outfitter had just gotten like 10 of them floated down there from Miami.
Yeah,
For 100 at that time.
They're about... one of them we had, it had triples, but that's okay. It was 36, and that was 700,000.
700,000?
Mm-hmm.
For a 28-foot single or center console?
36-foot.
Oh, 36-foot. Yeah, these are all 28s.
Yeah. So you're looking at 250 to 350. If you're looking at a 36-foot with twin 425s used, you can get one for about 4.25.
Yeah, well, the price of tuna is going up, evidently.
Yeah, well, so this is the reason I bring it up.
My goodness.
Your point is well taken, but you have such a broad spectrum, and this is the part that blew me away. Now, Hydrocraft Boat Company is one of the, it's taken on an evolution. It used to be, Hydrocraft was, it was okay. And then they took the brand and made it upper echelon. They changed the thought process, and they have big stuff. Smaller yep. and bigger stuff.
Yeah.
They've got, an it's called an Australia, EST, Australia,
yep.
with 5 600 horsepower engines on it. It is a center console done, 55, I believe 55 feet long, 3,000 horsepower. It has a full screen where the bait, so you imagine a center console, right?
Yep, yep,
so you
yep.
have two rows of seats so you can sit six people.
Okay.
Underneath the tower, behind yeah. the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a bait station that's behind that, so you've got a big sink. You've got cutting table and everything. Plus, you have full screens of sonar and
oh
GPS
goodness.
Right.
while you're cleaning the bait. And underneath the front, you go in, you've got an aft cabin and a full king-size bed front, and I think you have 4 aft cabin bunks, plus 2 bathrooms, front and back.
Sure.
Or, excuse me, heads, front and back.
Right.
So
you could live on one of these boats.
That's, I mean, it comes down to one of those boats that you look at and you go, no. So if you look up HCB...
Wonder how many gallons per mile they use. 3,000 horse?
Oh, the new one. Yeah, okay. So the new one is 65 feet long. There it is. 1, 2, 3. It has six, Don.
Can you show that to our listeners?
Yeah. No, I just I wanted you to see it to get yes. your reaction.
No, I see it.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm not sure. Out? I mean, I'm not sure what the purpose of a boat like that is. I mean, it's not necessarily sport fishing.
Well, it's sport of some kind.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't have all the actors on that one.
That one? 3 mil.
3 mil.
Yeah.
Okay.
3 million. That's one of the reasons I wanted to look it up. But, again, the whole point is it's really taken on a whole different thing. As far as the industry, as far as fishing, as far as everybody wants to go farther, they're going to go who knows where and go catch fish. And granted, that way you can have a full crew, yeah. you can bring a bunch of people with you, but turn it into a vacation.
When I was in the Bahamas, and we were fishing off a 45-foot, and we were in the marina, and at the end of the dock, because they couldn't put him in a slip, came Tommy Hilfiger's little boat. I think it was 220 feet long.
Yachted.
Oh yeah. Well, it actually
yachted.
It looked more. It looked more like a military ship.
Oh, the designs they have are just crazy.
Yeah.
They've got some very different looks to them, which are really cool.
That's what makes it fun, though.
Oh yeah.
Tell you what, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna talk a little bit about the Norwegian company that's offering money if you want to go catch some fish. Stay tuned. More coming right up.